Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
We're your neighbors. We're your kids' sports coaches. We're your school board and chamber members, your church deacons, your local 4-H club and FFA chapter partners. Long story short, we're real people. We're real Oklahoma pig farmers, and we're real proud of it. To hear from real Oklahoma pig farmers, visit okpork.org/realpork. This message brought to you by Oklahoma's pig farmers and the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Well, cattle futures just could not push higher after the new contract high last Monday. Higher cash had been factored in, with the market showing minor gains for the week. Feedlots will again be looking for more this week, but may be more difficult to achieve the $2 to $5 gains of the past week. Box beef has been performing well, with prices pushing higher as demand remains surprisingly strong in the current financial market environment. Choice cuts increased 77 cents. Select was up $2.58. Now, hogs were able to gain back some of the losses Thursday. Cutouts were supportive, posting a gain of $2.88, which likely was a large part of the support seen on Friday. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed cash down $1.15. Traders expecting a pattern of lower cash Monday as packers assess weekend movement before stepping up to the plate to purchase for this week. Futures may feel some spillover pressure from the cattle complex as a reaction to significantly higher grain prices overnight. Surging wheat prices overnight, with several contracts briefly trading, limit up on the Russia-Ukraine export news. Most contracts are well off their Sunday evening highs, but still holding 35 to 50 cent gains early this morning. As we noted in the corn section, it's interesting to see what reacting the way it has, considering much more corn has been shipped out of Ukraine the past 2 to 3 months than wheat. Sharply higher corn prices overnight, following the gains in wheat as the market does react to Russia's decision to not renew the Ukrainian export corridor. December corn gapped higher at the Sunday evening open, but ran into considerable resistance at the $7 mark. Higher markets across the soy complex overnight, although gains in meal and soybeans are fairly muted compared with corn and wheat. Soybean oil has fared a bit better overnight, with gains of 1.5% to 1.6% in front-month contracts. We're going to check out the futures in just a moment.
Hey, folks, the 2022 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 8th, 9th, 10th of December of this year at Expo Square's SageNet Center at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. There's still some spots open, and you can learn more about being a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show by giving the Midwest Farm Show team a call, 507-437-7969. Meet your customers and let's do some business at this year's Tulsa Farm Show, 8th through the 10th of December.
At the close Friday, December live cattle down 42, 153. February down 52, 156.32. November feeder cattle down 25 cents, 177.87. January down 7, 180.37. December hogs up 97, 86.10. February up 70 cents, 88.85. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 7 and a quarter, 9.25. March down 7 cents, 9.24 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 9 and a quarter, 8.29 and a quarter. March down 9 cents at 8.49. The December corn is down 1.5, 680 and three quarters. March down a penny at 686 and three quarters. November soybeans up 5.5, 1387 and three quarters. January's up 6 3/4, $14 and a quarter penny. December cotton's down $3, 72.11. March cotton down 274. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.